Hey, did you see the new Han Solo movie?
No, and I heard. Oh no, I haven't. I almost convinced the wife that we should go see it.
Sorry.
But I was trying to like, okay, we can go see this one because I don't have to worry about any of the timeline. Because even if it references something in the earlier movies, it doesn't matter, right? Because it's a prequel.
And it didn't. So, yeah, this is the whole family, wife and kids. We all went, so we all liked it.
But here's my question. I've heard rumors that this could be the first one to lose money. Is it that bad?
I didn't think it was bad. It was better than Rogue One.
Bite your tongue.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Which one was Rogue? Rogue One was the one I saw.
Stole the plan. No, Rogue One is the one where they showed them how they stole the plans.
That's the one where Solo died, right?
No. Rogue One is set before A New Hope.
A New Hope?
Yeah, which is the first one that Star Wars that came out, Episode 4. You know, when Luke found out, when Luke and Obi-Wan went to rescue...
I'm your father? Luke, I'm your father?
Yeah, but that was Empire Strikes Back. A New Hope is where Luke destroyed the first Death Star.
Okay, right.
With the shot that defies physics.
Yes.
Like that, Yeah, that. So Rogue One was, in A New Hope, they said, we have the plans for the Death Star. Rogue One is how they got the plans for that Death Star.
Okay, all right.
That's Rogue One. I thought this Han Solo was better than that.
Okay, so I thought the Rogue One was... Wasn't there the last one before this was The Last Jedi, right?
Yes.
And we didn't know whether it was one Jedi or multiple Jedi, and don't tell me because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, yeah, that was the last one that came out. Before that, it was The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay, so I thought the one before that was The Rogue. Okay.
Jeez, well, as far as the timeline goes, right, the timeline goes A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, then The Last Jedi, as far as a timeline.
See, that's why I can't watch those movies. You got to watch them out of order?
Yeah, they're released out of order. And so from A New Hope, the movie prior to that was Rogue One. And Han Solo was set before Rogue One.
Right. Well, yeah, I knew that. Han Solo was basically a prequel. But was it a prequel to all of them or just Rogue One?
It happened before Rogue One. It's not a prequel to Rogue One. It just happened before Rogue One. The different stories completely.
All right. Listen, I will watch these once I get done with Star Trek Discovery.
Hey, I have a question about Star Wars, though. You've seen A New Hope, right? Where Luke destroys the...
I think I've seen only bits and pieces of that one.
You're not going to answer my question. Yeah. So you know how the Death Star can blow up a planet, right?
Yes.
Okay, they shot Alderaan, and Alderaan blew up, right? And Obi-Wan is on the ship, the Millennium Falcon. He has to sit down because, he feels a disturbance of the Force.
Right.
Okay. When the Death Star is trying to blow up the base, the Rebel Moon base, it's behind that planet, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The Death Star is going around that planet to get a good shot of the moon behind the planet. And during that time, Luke and all the others are trying to blow up the Death Star.
Right.
Why did the Death Star have to go around the planet? Couldn't they just shoot the planet and then shoot the moon behind it?
Oh, you're thinking of Lost in Space, where you go through the planet to get to the other side. Is that what you're thinking?
They could have just destroyed the planet.
And then there'd be nothing.
Shoot the moon.
Right.
Why did they have to go all the way around it? Well, they didn't have to go around it. They could just shoot it.
That's probably 10 minutes worth of action they could have cut out.
It was like 30-something minutes. And in that 30-something minutes, They blew up the Death Star.
Wow.
Somebody should have just said, don't go around it, just shoot it.
And you would think that, you know, being that far in the future, that that would be a part of tactical planning. If, I mean, if you can blow up a planet...
Star. It's not called the go-around star. Death, shoot it.
I don't know. So, who is it? I'm just thinking that Brad Torrey is out there probably yelling at the, you know, his phone or mobile device. Is he a
Star Wars fan?
I think he is. Isn't he the one that was correcting us all the time with...
I'm just curious. I mean, it just makes common sense to me that they would have just shot the planet and then shot the moon behind it.
Yeah.
In fact, shooting the planet might have destroyed the moon behind it anyway, when you got a whole planet being destroyed right there.
Well, yeah, because the moon is a fraction. Okay, so Solo, okay, how is it going to lose money? It made $149 million. How much was it to make?
I don't read these things. Maybe it didn't make as much as they wanted to make, so they call that losing money.
Oh, the budget was an estimated $300 million.
And how much did it make? Oh, okay. But it's not. It's going to end up making money in the long run.
Well, yeah, here we go. The USA gross is 155 as of June 5th. The cumulative worldwide gross, 271. So 271,000. So it only needs 29,000 more to break even.
We need another $229 million. It'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than Rogue One. I saw it. I saw it that came on Thursday. I went and saw it on Sunday.
All right. Well, now I can't watch it now until...
You have to watch it. It boosts those numbers up.
The problem is that I gotta go back and watch the others, because now, even though it's not a prequel, it's in between the sequence of the... I gotta watch them all. So what I need to do is get a Star Wars binge-a-thon where I'm either sick or...
Yeah, you gotta be able to pay attention to it. You can't be sick.
I can lay on the bed and pay attention.
Just... Don't go to work next week. And just watch the movies.
No.
Put an autoresponder. I am currently catching up on Star Wars.
That would be. I'll be posting starting Monday. No podcast today. Watching Star Wars. Put a phone message. Well, no, I'll send the wife into work. I'll get one of my techs to cover, and they'll just have to work without me. And anybody, you know, you need Marvin. Sorry, he's. He's on vacation.
Yeah. Look, just put an autoresponder. Your message has been received, but I'm currently watching all Star Wars movies, and I have no access to email.
Your message is very important to me.
Almost as important as watching the Star Wars movies.
No, I got to pay $5.99 to watch Star Wars Discovery. Or no, not $5.99. What's the $12.99 or something to watch it without commercials?
Did you watch any of the Star Trek Discovery?
No.
I watched the first one.
No, because I'm not ready to pay yet.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to see how the YouTube TV thing was going to work, because I figure I can pay $40.
All access won't be on that, though.
It's not?
No.
What's the point?
Because they want their own stuff.
Here I was thinking I'll pay $40 a month for YouTube TV instead of $200 a month for Comcast. And then I still pay for Hulu, still pay for Netflix, still pay for Amazon Prime. I'm paying for just about every freaking streaming service there is.
So... How much is this CBS All Access? Okay, well, look, it's free for a week. All you got to do is just catch up. You can catch up in a week on that.
No, I can't, because right now we're in the middle of watching Taken.
Is that a series?
Yeah, that's the Brian Mills, the Taken movies. They turn it into a series, and so we're watching.
Jeez.
We're about halfway through season one on that.
How many times can someone get taken?
Well, this is now giving the background as to how he got to that point, because the Taken movies were about people being taken. This is really just about him and his development. And the reason there wasn't a Taken 4 was because he literally said, how many times can people be taken?
I understand. I mean, it's Taken once, Taken twice, I could see, but three, I mean, come on. I think you need to change something if you could take him that much.
Yeah. It's time for a life change at that point. All right. Okay, we have digressed so much again. We are nowhere on track.